But it is a bittersweet moment, I have to say, for we say goodbye this morning, as you've been hearing, to Asma, who single-handedly rescued this programme from the depthless ocean of whimsy in which it would otherwise have foundered 6 years ago. She's taking her Bear's Den bread now.
I can't believe you said
that. And relentless
that.
Mockery of my accent to fresh fields and pastures new. We'll all miss her, wish her the best, and we'll hang a tribute plaque on the office wall as soon as I can get to Wilco's again.
You don't really say plaque, though, do you?
I do say plaque. Lots of people say plaque.
Okay, all right. Yeah. We'll have to let you off with that one. I just want to read this very quickly because this is a really lovely text that's come in on the subject of romances. Age 12, I was madly in love with Danielle. I would see her every holiday. Tall, long, blonde, flowing hair, deep blue eyes. One Christmas, I was given a pair of walkie-talkies, which had a Morse code sticker on both handsets. I gave one to her and told her I loved her in Morse code. She handed it back to me saying, it doesn't work and it keeps beeping at me. I smiled, took it back and shrugged, walked away. I was crushed. Well, that is just about it. Thank you so much, Richard, from us. And most definitely from me, this is my last programme. It's been almost 6 years and it's time to move on to something new. Thank you so much to the programme team, the producers, the runners, the studio managers, to Richard, to everyone associated with the show, but especially to the listeners. Your thank yous, your experiences, your stories, your texts, your emails, they are our fuel. And without you, we could not function. We've got to know quite a few of you. And I just want to say, if you ever feel lonely, unimportant, unloved, know that you are loved by us. I hope you enjoy a bit of Danny Wilson to play out with. Stay home, stay safe. Thank you so much from me and goodbye.